The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
There's a hadith from Imam al-Sadiq, salamullah alayhi, in regards to a matter that is pertinent to us today. The hadith goes as follows, and I'm sure pretty much everybody has heard this hadith. A companion of Imam al-Sadiq, salamullah alayhi, by the name of Safwan al-Jammal. Safwan, the one whose business is related to camels. He owned camels, and he would sell them, he would rent them. There's different usages and there's different benefits that a camel would have in those regions. One is to ride it, the other is for its flesh and other purposes, other usages as well. Safwan al-Jammal at one point rented a good number of camels to the Khalifa, the Abbasid Khalifa. The Abbasids were a people that were related to the Ahlul Bayt more than the Umayyads were, in that they were from Banu Hashim. They were descendants of Hashim, and so they were closer to the Ahlul Bayt in terms of lineage. Of course, that didn't cause them to be any nicer to the Ahlul Bayt. In fact, it's arguable that what they did was not only not less than what the Umayyads did, but it's arguable that it was more than what the Umayyads did. Anyhow, the first major ruler, ruthless ruler of the Abbasids, is Abu Ja'far al-Mansur. Safwan rented his camels to Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, la'natullah alayh. The Imam heard of this and spoke to him in regards to this, gave him a piece of advice. And this is important for us. What is that piece of advice? The Imam tells him, why did you rent these camels to Abu Ja'far al-Mansur? He says, it's not haram, he wanted it for Hajj. The Imam says, yes, I know that. I know you didn't rent your camels for him to commit sins with them. However, do you like him to live long enough for him to come back, return your camels, and pay you? He said, yes. I said, well, see, you want this tyrant to live long enough, be it that it's only for a few months, but you want him to be in this world and to have his position, to be able to give your camels back and to pay you back for the rent of these camels. I don't want to talk about any business or any involvement in the government or anything like that. That's not the pertinence or the relevance of this account that we have from the Ahlul Bayt. What is relevant to us is to understand that the way we feel, the way we think of tyrants must be the way they are. In other words, a tyrant should be seen as a tyrant. And the way we feel towards a tyrant should be the way we feel towards a tyrant. In other words, we recognize that tyrant, and tyrants are not good people. Tyrants are not okay people. Tyrants are not people that you just neglect. Tyrants are people that you hate. Look at the way they discuss and they mention Adolf Hitler. A German ruler, a German leader that led the German people to a lot of progress. They made a lot of progress, financial, military progress. They made a lot of progress in terms of the industries. In fact, it's arguable that the car industry that currently is seen in Germany is the result of or is the continuation of what happened during the Second World War and perhaps the First World War as well, but what's more related to Adolf Hitler is the Second World War. So a lot of accomplishments, a lot of developments, but how does the Western world look at Adolf Hitler? I don't want to discuss whether that is accurate, it isn't accurate, should we feel towards him like that or should we not? But look at how the West discusses Adolf Hitler. Every time they want to show a disgusting figure, Adolf Hitler. Every time I want to show that a ruler is a bad person, they compare that person to Adolf Hitler. Hitler is a despised figure in the Western world right now. He's despised. Everybody hates him. Hates who he was, what he did, what he stood for, and so on and so forth. That's how you're supposed to see a tyrant. Nobody likes him. Okay. This is how we feel towards a tyrant. Now, this is a human teaching. This is something that human beings generally understand. When you see an oppressor, a tyrant, you're not going to like them. It's obvious they're a bad person. They're not a good person. They're taking the lives of innocent people. They're taking the resources of people and using it in ways that they want and not allowing the people themselves to have those resources available to them. These are not things that anyone's going to like. What tyrants do generally is to try to present a picture, an image of themselves that makes people like them, makes them admirable, makes them at least less disliked, less despised. Rulers generally don't like to be despised. Trump did his best to try to be seen as a good person. And of course, with all those choices that he made, that arrogant fool, all the wrong choices that he made, he destroyed every possibility of being seen in any good light, even right here in the United States of America, except for a few who are fooled by, I don't know how they're fooled, but they are fooled, it seems. I don't see any other reason why anyone would be behind Donald Trump, except that they're fooled one way or another by his language or whatever. But everywhere in the world, everywhere, all people hate Donald Trump's guts. Okay. But he didn't want that. He wanted to be seen as the one who made America great again, here locally and internationally. The U.S. had a good image in many places in the world. They wanted that to be back and for the people of the world to have respect one way or another. So these are horrible figures. These are horrible establishments, horrible governments. But they disguise themselves. They present themselves in ways that people who don't know the reality of the situation could misidentify them, misunderstand who they are, and consider them good or at least okay people. And that's going to affect the way people feel towards them. Let's not get lost in this discussion. We as believers, based on the hadith that we mentioned and other resources that we have, other references that we have in the Quran and hadith, we've got to make sure that the enemies of Allah, the enemies of humanity, the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, the enemies of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, the enemies of the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we feel towards them as enemies. We see them, we recognize them as enemies. Our feelings, we're not talking about anything else at this point, at this moment. Our feelings should be that we despise them, we dislike them, we do not like them. If that changes, if my feelings towards an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes to a feeling that is a favorable feeling, a pleasant feeling, I feel that they're at least okay, or perhaps they're even good, what's the result of that? The result of that is I will start deviating from the path. I will start deviating. The imams are a'immatul huda. They are the leaders of guidance. So every word they give us is guidance for us. If we go against that, we are misled. The imams say you need to make sure that you adjust your feelings towards tyrants in that way. Don't even, now Safwan al-Jamal did not have any doubt in his mind, did not have any issue understanding that Abu Ja'far al-Mansur is mal'oon, is horrible, is a bad person. The Imam didn't want him to even like for him, just for him to get his money back or for his camels to be back with him and to get paid for Mansur to live long enough to do that. Okay, even that amount, that feeling, that thought, that want in him is bad for you. It's bad for him. He told him and it tells us it's bad for us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.